Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Australia adalah bangsa yang mencintai olahraga. Dan salah satu cara paling menarik untuk mengintegrasikan diri ke dalam masyarakat Australia adalah melalui klub-klub olahraga komunitas yang memberikan keuntungan kesehatan dan sosial sangat besar bagi siapapun yang terlibat. Inilah yang perlu Anda ketahui tentang 4 olahraga paling populer di Australia. Rangkuman ini disusun oleh Jasipa Kosanovic. Football Australia atau yang sederhananya disebut footy menjadi semakin terorganisir dan terintegrasi dengan Victoria pada akhir tahun 1850-an sebagai cara untuk menjaga agar para pemain kriket tetap berada dalam kondisi fisik yang baik selama musim dingin. Saat ini, Aussie Rules dimainkan oleh lebih dari 1,25 juta pemain di seluruh negeri ini. Dengan kompetisi dimainkan oleh wanita dan pria, olahraga ini menarik lebih banyak penonton daripada olahraga lainnya di Australia. Australian Football International atau AFI didirikan untuk menumbuhkan dan mengembangkan football Australia secara internasional dan juga dalam komunitas multikultural di Australia. CEO-nya, Brian Clark, mengatakan AFI bertujuan untuk memberdayakan orang-orang dan komunitas melalui olahraga, dan semua orang dipersilakan untuk bergabung.
So whether you're from South Africa, whether you're from South America, Asia, the Pacific, Europe, you know, come down, get involved with AFI. We'll teach you how to play. It doesn't matter where you're from, you can play this game. And one of the things that we do for new arrivals is we actually encourage men and women to come down and we play a non-contact version of the game. And that's really good because you're exercising out in the fresh air, you're meeting new people, you're making new friends, and you're not having your head ripped off.
Mr. Clark mengatakan bahwa meski banyak aturan yang secara spesifik dimainkan dalam permainan ini, bermain footy secara khusus menarik karena kebebasan yang ditawarkan.
Australian rules football, unlike the other codes, actually incorporates everything. You've got a bit of soccer, you've got a bit of rugby, even basketball. Like you've got to bounce the ball when you run, and that's a really hard thing to do when it's not a round ball. When you pick up the ball, you've got so many options. Do you run? Do you kick? Do you handball? Do you bounce? Basically, you can go anywhere. You can use your hands. There are no goalkeepers. Everybody can be a goalkeeper, basically. So the freedom of the game is probably one of its best features.
Mr. Clark mengatakan bahwa memahami bagaimana cara penskoran dalam permainan ini seringkali menjadi bagian yang paling menantang bagi pendatang baru.
You've got 4 posts at each end. You've got 2 middle posts, which are the taller posts, and then you've got 2 outside posts, which are the smaller posts. If it goes through the 2 middle posts, the higher posts, it's a goal and it's worth 6 points. But if it goes between the big post and little post on the end, it's only worth 1 point. So you might see something like one team scored 2.6. And you go, well, what does that mean? Well, the 2 means the goal. So you times that by 6 points. That's 12. And then the 6 behind is a 1 point. So 2.6 actually is 18. It can be very, very challenging for new arrivals to get their head around that. But look, it helps make it the unique game that it is.
Salah satu program komunitas unggulan AFI pendengar adalah Harmony Cup, acara tahunan yang diadakan di Melbourne, di mana pemain dari komunitas migran ini bersaing di bawah bendera negara asal mereka. Sejak tahun 2004, AFI telah membentuk beberapa tim, antara lain Albania, Yunani, Israel, Italia, Lebanon, Makedonia, Samoa, Afrika Selatan, Tonga, Vietnam, dan beberapa negara lain. Mr. Clark mengatakan, bergabung dengan klub footy adalah cara yang sangat baik untuk meningkatkan kesehatan mental dan fisik Anda, serta mempelajari beberapa ekspresi baru Australia yang dapat membantu membangun kepercayaan diri dan berfungsi sebagai pembuka percakapan.
So if you take a spectacular mark, and that's jumping up on someone's shoulders and catching the ball, which is probably the greatest part of our game, it is spectacular. You're not taking a spectacular mark because that takes too long and you've got things to do. So you're taking a specky. Sometimes kicking a goal is a sausage roll. You say, oh, a nice sausage roll there. I've actually said to somebody at training, that was a nice sausage roll or a nice snag. We also use the term snag, and people have no idea what I'm talking about.
Bella Blasevich bermain sepak bola di kelompok sepak bola semi-profesional Sydney United 58 Football Club, di mana dia juga bekerja sebagai manajer medianya. Ia mengatakan bahwa menjadi bagian dari klub sepak bola komunitas lebih dari hanya sekedar memainkan permainannya. Karena klub-klub ini juga sering mengadakan acara untuk menghormati latar belakang etnisitas.
Some other big games also reflect the big Croatian days. So on the 30th of May, we had celebrated the statehood of Croatia. And on that day, we had a big celebration at the Croatian club, where we had children also in their traditional outfits walking the players onto the field. I can speak for Football New South Wales that a lot of the other teams still got strong connections to their ethnic background. So a lot of them definitely still do pay tribute to the countries that we come from and celebrate the same days as much as they can to involve not just the community, but also the ties that they have back home.
Ms. Blasevich mengatakan bahwa mereka memiliki program yang cocok untuk segala usia dan orang tua juga dapat menjadi wasit atau juga pelatih melalui kursus yang ditawarkan oleh Football New South Wales. Menghadiri pertandingan sepak bola komunitas juga merupakan cara yang baik untuk mempelajari beberapa idiom atau frasa baru yang sulit diterjemahkan dari bahasa Inggris. Ms. Blasevich mengatakan di stadion dari Sydney United 58 yang dapat menampung 12,000 orang, mereka mengadakan pertandingan setiap hari Minggu.
One of them is to score a screamer. So that's to hit a very good goal from a far distance. So they've passed through all those players and they're from quite a distance is to score a screamer. And we also have top bins. So this is to score a goal right in the top corner of the goal. We've got one more that we definitely use over at United and it's called Stay Close. And essentially is just the link between the midfield players. So all those players in the midfield to stay close within the front and back line of the team.
Nicole Lenoir Jordan duduk di Dewan UTS North Sydney Cricket Club yang dikenal dengan The Bears. Ia mengatakan bahwa dengan hampir sebanyak 4,000 klub kriket di Australia, Anda dapat mulai memukul bola kapanpun Anda mau, berapapun usia atau bagaimanapun keahlian Anda. Ms. Lenoir Jordan menyebutkan bahwa Anda juga dapat memulai klub Anda sendiri untuk bermain rekreasi dengan teman-teman Anda, tetapi bergabung dengan tim lokal yang sudah mapan ini dapat menghemat pengeluaran, seperti untuk peralatan, lapangan bermain, dan juga wasit bersertifikat. Ms. Lenoir Jordan memperingatkan bahwa bergabung dengan klub lokal ini juga memerlukan investasi untuk peralatan yang dibutuhkan.
So each club is different in terms of buying your gear, but usually you pay a fee, and with that comes your cricketing shirt. You have to buy your own cricket white pants, and that's the most important piece of equipment for batters, obviously. But even if you're a bowler, it's really important to get a good bat. A good bat often will help you hit that ball a little bit longer. But if you're a good cricketer and you've got good technique, it really doesn't matter what sort of equipment you've got.
Dalam kriket, pendengar, prinsip-prinsip yang mengatur ini dikenal dengan istilah hukum, bukan aturan. Dan saat ini ada 42 hukum kriket. Bagi Ms. Lenoir Jordan, bagian paling menyenangkan adalah ketika seorang pemain ini meminta wasit menentukan apakah pukulan keluar.
When you bowl a really good ball and you think the person's out, you put your hand in the air and you say, "How's that?" And the whole team might say that. And umpires can get swayed because if the whole team saying, "How's that?" he might think, they're all appealing. Maybe that was out. So then he will stick his finger in the air and say, "Out."
Selain footy, rugby juga adalah olahraga musim dingin yang sangat terkenal di antara warga Australia. Manager dari New South Wales Community Rugby League, Peter Clark, menjelaskan perbedaan antara rugby league dan rugby union.
The key differences of rugby league from rugby union is there's 13 players on the field, while rugby union's got 15 aside and they have rucks and mauls, which is a little bit different to what rugby league is, where we've got to play the ball once you get tackled. When you get tackled, you get up and play the ball, which revolves around rolling the ball with your foot, and it goes to a dummy half, which is the person who picks the ball up and passes it through the attacking team.
New South Wales Rugby League menjalankan program Trial League untuk komunitas yang beragam secara budaya dan bahasa, yang mana ingin mempelajari permainan ini dalam format yang menyenangkan dan non-kompetitif. Mr. Clark menggarisbawahi bahwa bermain rugby di klub komunitas ini berbeda dari permainan keras yang dimainkan oleh para pemain profesional.
There's rules in place. We have a safe play code. We also have non-contact options as well. So you can play tag or touch rugby league where you can get involved and enjoy various skills of the game without the contact aspect until you build the confidence. So, yeah, and obviously as part of the code is if you sign up as part of your registration fee, there's insurance as well, which is offered to every registered participant.
Jika berbicara tentang istilah rugby, Mr. Clark mengatakan olahraga ini memiliki banyak jargon. Ia menyebutkan beberapa cara untuk menjelaskan tendangan.
You've got a grubber, which is a kick which goes along the ground, which rolls along the ground. And then there's a banana kick in reference to the trajectory or the flight of the kick if it goes the opposite direction to the person's facing. There's a bomb kick, which is where the kicker launches the ball from his foot right up into the air. It sails really high in the air and they're difficult to catch. Or there's a little chip kick, which is just a small kick over the defensive line where the kicker tries to regather it or kick it for another player.
Jika bermain olahraga bukanlah untuk Anda, Anda masih dapat bergabung dengan klub olahraga komunitas sebagai sukarelawan untuk membantu menjalankan klub dan memperoleh manfaat seperti rasa memiliki persahabatan yang baru dan juga memiliki tujuan yang lebih besar.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.